In Switzerland, they're doing something this weekend that's not going to happen in the U.S. anytime soon. They're holding a national vote on tighter gun restrictions. It's all tied into whether Switzerland should get in line with a European Union ban on automatic weapons, as well as tougher rules for licensing and registering firearms. The vote has also generated talk about Switzerland's gun culture. Christine Brian Buxton grew up in the U.S., but she's lived in Switzerland for 20 years and is a dual citizen. First of all, Christine, I understand gun ownership is pretty common in Switzerland, especially compared to other European countries. Why is that?
Here in Switzerland, we still have a mandatory military service. And when the people are finished with their military service, they do bring their guns home, and they are required to store that gun in their basement or their attic until they come up for recall every year for more training.
Guns and bullets?
So that is the irony of the Swiss gun laws, is that ammunition is not stored in the house. The bullets, those are now stored at one of the bunkers nearby.
So the whole idea of gun rights in Switzerland, Christine, what does that mean to the Swiss?
I think in Switzerland, one of the big differences of gun ownership, I was thinking about this, and it comes down to, in the U.S., the whole discourse of guns is about the right to carry. Whereas here in Switzerland, the Swiss people are very, they focus on your rights and responsibilities. And as long as you maintain your responsibility, you may retain that right. So I think as well, if these rights start getting abused, it may be taken away. But until then, the right to gun ownership, the cost is very small here.
I was Googling mass shooting Switzerland, and it turned up mercifully very few results. If you were to ask the Swiss why they think they need gun control, what answers would you typically get?
I think if you asked any Swiss here what gun control they would need, they would say we're doing just fine how it is right now. As you had mentioned earlier, this law that we're voting on this Sunday has more to do with the European Union getting in line with them. The majority of the population realizes that what's most important here is that we remain in the Schengen agreement.
That's the agreement that allows free travel across the borders in Western Europe.
Exactly.
Right, because Switzerland is not actually part of the EU. So is the EU basically saying if you want to still be part of Schengen, you need to comply with these new rules?
Yeah, that is exactly.
Christine, you're from Alaska, where there are lots of guns and they're used for fairly practical reasons, hunting, food, protection from bears. When you first got to Switzerland, what struck you about the gun reality there compared to what you saw in Alaska?
First of all, it's not part of the conversation here. They just don't play a prominent place in society here.
And even now with this vote on Sunday, I mean, are people talking about it kind of more than usual, or is it still kind of the same? Well, we'll vote. It's the same conversation as before.
It's the same conversation.
I mean, given how many guns there are across Switzerland, do you have a gun like locked away in your basement?
So we do not have a gun yet.
Why yet?
My son, he will be starting his military service in January.
Uh-huh.
So he will have a fully automatic weapon. When he comes home on the weekends, he will be in his uniform carrying his gun with him. And
will it be loaded?
It will not be loaded, and he will not have bullets with him.
Mm. How do you feel about your son coming home with a gun? I mean, even if it's not loaded.
Like you say, growing up in Alaska, I was around guns a lot. Whenever we would go camping, my dad had his bear gun. It did save us once. But I have to say, having lived outside of the United States now for so long, I'm a lot more nervous around guns now. In my own house, that's fine. But when I see somebody in the U.S. with an open carry gun, I have to say I get quite nervous that that person could be pulling that out at any minute. Who's to say that that is a safe person?
Christine Brian Buxton lives on the outskirts of Geneva. Thanks very much for being with us. Are you going to vote on Sunday?
I am. We have a lot of them this weekend, though. I've got to start doing my research on the other items.